Hello and welcome to another episode of Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are discussing a topic that is both alarming and increasingly relevant, that is heart attacks in young adults. While heart attacks are often associated with older adults, recent trends show that lifestyle, stress, and genetics are putting younger people at risk too. Joining us today is Dr. Guru Prakash, Senior Consultant Interventional Cardiologist at Yashoda Hospitals, to help us understand why this is happening and what young adults can do to protect their hearts. So welcome to the podcast, Doctor, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, madam. See, the topic is very, very relevant in this scenario because majority of young people who die are of cardiac disease. So out of 100 people who die today, 60 people die of cardiac problems. See, this is very, very alarming, but see, it can be preventable. So majority of people have this question in mind, why this is happening? This is all due to lifestyle. Lifestyle. This is the only thing that's happening. Nowadays, people have a lot of stress, eat a lot of junk food, no exercise, smoking. All these put together are leading to cardiac problems with the background of genetic. Genetic background people who have this kind of lifestyles are more prone for cardiac problems. See, nowadays, if you take young population, everyone is after these pizzas, burgers, and bakery items. They hardly eat at home. And these are some of the most contributing factors, I believe. And no one exercises much. See, nowadays, everyone, once he gets out of the home, they go into lift, and after lift into the car, and then they travel all around. And they don't exercise at all. Hardly any exercise. Whatever the exercise happens only in the office or at home, a simple walks or steps. And these are not exactly exercise. Exercise means there should be a kind of a increase in heart rate, and it is really continuous. Like at least half an hour they should do, and the heart should exert at that time. Not like simple 2-3 steps and sit there, and it doesn't contribute to any benefit as such. So lack of exercise, sedentary lifestyle, bad lifestyle is leading to all these cardiac problems.
I think you've said it the perfect way and explained it so very well. So what are some early signs or warning signs of a heart attack, especially in the young adults? And why do you think that it's important not to ignore even these mild symptoms when it comes?
See, any chest pain should never be ignored. Any kind of chest pain, it could be vague, or atypical chest pain, we call it as. So typical cardiac pain is like a central chest pain, which increases on exertion, left arm radiation, associated sweating. This is a typical cardiac symptom. It may not happen in at least 10 to 15% of people. Majority of people do have this kind of symptoms. So if they have exertional shortness of breath, or palpitations, or giddiness, all these could be due to cardiac origin. So whenever you have these symptoms, you should always consult a cardiologist, get a basic health checkup. And of course, if you have a typical symptoms, you should never, never ignore those things.
So how do you think we all can take some preventive measures, be it like the checkups or screenings, and reduce the risk of early cardiac events?
So early cardiac events, prevention is always better than cure in all these things. So you should always have a good lifestyle. Lifestyle means like stress-free lifestyle. Eat good, hot, healthy food like low-fat diet, low-carbohydrate diet. Have at least 30 to 40 minutes of regular exercise. Then sleep early. At least 8 hours of sleep. All these things will definitely prevent cardiac disease.
So irrespective of the family history of cardiac diseases, I think we all should take up the... Yeah.
Family history is something which we cannot change. They are called non-modifiable risk factors. The modifiable risk factors are within our hands. They are exercise, stress-free life, and diet.
So how do you think that modern interventions such as angioplasty and stenting help us in managing cardiac events in young adults? Are there any latest advancements in this area?
Yeah, madam, earlier death due to MI was 46% in older, when we were like MBBS students. So the mortality rate in acute MI was around 46%. Nowadays, it has come down to drastically 16%. So 46 to 16%, there is 30% improvement in all these are happening due to latest advancement in interventions. So the main culprit in acute MI, all the heart attack, is clot formation. You have very good, fascinating drugs which will lyse the clot, like thrombolytic agents, primary angioplasty and antiplatelets, antithrombotic agents, statins, all these things have definitely made a difference in the outcomes of the patients. And there is a significant 30% improvement among the highest mortality, the catastrophic things. And the latest things, as you asked me, are like there is a, in acute MI, there is a newer thing called laser therapy coming up. So acute MI, earlier we used to do primary angioplasty. So open up the vessel with a balloon and then put a stent. Nowadays, people, the latest trials are coming, like you do a OCT. I mean, the thrombus, inside the thrombus, there is this little flow. We do a OCT, means optical coherence tomography. That means a small intravascular camera, which will give the three-dimensional picture of the vessel. So when you view it, you'll know how much is the thrombus, how much is the red thrombus, how much is the white thrombus, how much is the plaque burden. If the plaque burden is low and if the thrombus is very high, then you do a thing called laser therapy. So you put a laser into that thrombus burden and then laser will clear, I mean, it will clear out most of the thing. And we do a thing called suction, I mean, thrombosuction. So once you do these two things, almost there is no, the revascularization happens and the clot disappears. Instead of putting a stent, people are resorting to this kind of latest management equipment.
That's definitely, technology has come a long way in cardiac interventions as well. So finally, what is your key advice, especially to young listeners, on keeping their hearts healthy and staying proactive about cardiovascular wellness?
So you should be aware of prevention. How do you prevent a cardiac disease? Basic lifestyle, stress-free lifestyle, regular exercise, don't go for a sedentary lifestyle, and stop smoking, stop eating junk food. These things should be followed by any young person who is aware of these cardiac problems.
So thank you, Dr. Guru Prakash sir, for sharing these vital insights. Raising awareness among the young generation is critical because prevention and timely action can save lives. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Yashoda Health Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends and family. Remember, heart attacks aren't just an older person's problem. So take charge of your health, stay active, and keep your heart in check. Until next time, stay heart healthy and informed with Yashoda Hospitals. Thank you.